You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Bob, you've now had time to think. My all-time favorite underrated Steelers are JT Thomas and Gunnar Olszewski. Warriors.
Well, I'm going to go back just because I know him and I've known him for a long time. I think Larry Brown. No one ever mentions his name.
Yeah.
And he played two different positions on the offensive line. He switched from tight end and transitioned to right tackle. And he started all four Super Bowls. Yeah. And no one ever mentions Larry Brown. But yeah. Larry Brown Good deserves pick. A lot of credit.
Love that.
I see him a lot. He goes to where I go to work out. I don't do much
working
out.
Yeah, I think he lives somewhere in the area here,
so
South Hills.
I talk to him a lot. He's a good guy, too. And he also represented himself back then. He didn't need an attorney. He was smart enough to figure out what the market was, and he got what he deserved based on his own. Didn't have to pay a fee to anyone.
Jackson Dart. Gunnar Olszewski gets the first down for the Giants.
I'm sticking with Gunnar, Bob. Was Heath Miller, did he go from underrated to just rated, right? I mean, he was rated fairly.
Heath Miller is somebody who would be underrated nationally. Nobody really talks about him as a tight end.
What a great player.
He was Ben Roethlisberger's right-hand man.
What a great player. You know who else was pretty good, Bob? Mowell Day Moore.
Did
you like him?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go back to those 70 teams. Just Andy Russell never got the due that he deserved because he was surrounded by all these all-pros.
I'll tell you who else never did is Lamar Woodley. The all-time greatest postseason sack artist
who
ever lived.
To a game, he like averaged.
Yeah, the best per-game average ever for sacks in the postseason. I've spoken about it many times, Bob. You know who else I like? Jericho Cotchery.
Cotchery, but he wasn't here very long. So
he can still be my favorite underrated player.
Yes, I guess he could be.
You know what category I was in?
Would you consider Willie Parker underrated?
Yes, criminally. I thought he was a great player. People cast him just as a sprinter, like a one-trick pony. No, go watch him.
No, he was
Watch the year he should have won the rushing title but broke his leg in St. Louis.
Right, hit on
he
one
was
of
great.
Seams in that artificial turf. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else happened that night, Bob? It was one of the most notable nights in Pittsburgh sports history, regular season, for good and bad reasons. That was obviously a bad reason. You know what else happened
was that
night?
Was that the Cardinals and Pirates?
Wrong.
No.
Limits, do you know what happened that night?
I don't.
Wrong. Sidney Crosby got in his first career fight with Andrew Ference, a former Penguin.
Was that his first? I thought he took on somebody from Vancouver, Stan Smeal.
That was Mario.
Was it Mario?
Mario's first fight was against Gary Lupul from Vancouver.
Gary Lupul, maybe that's what I'm thinking. I'm going way back now.
And you know what else happened on that night, Bob?
What?
Vance Fields hit the step back jumper, fall away jumper to beat Duke at the Garden.
On the same night?
On the same night.
Oh, man, I remember that, too. That was...
What were you watching that night? What
probably
were you
focusing on? I had no idea.
Steelers,
it was the
probably?
Same night.
Yeah.
No, I remember watching that Pitt-Duke game. They wanted to play in Madison Square Garden anytime they could.
What a great
And it was like their second home. That's how they considered it, which is why they did so well in those Big East tournaments.
Did you agree or disagree with my Post-Gazette 25-year anniversary column last week, Bob? You probably didn't even read it, did you?
I didn't read it. My apologies.
Why didn't you read it?
I don't know, because I was tied up doing whatever I was doing.
I'm highly offended.
Life comes
by
at
that.
You fast.
It sure does. I'm highly offended by that, Bob.
Well, when's the last time you watched any of our sportscasts?
I guess I never do.
I see. That's fine. We all have things
I'm
to do.
I'm supposed to go on. I don't want to go on the showdown. I know you've invited me and I can go on. I could go on a lot if I wanted.
Why not?
Because I'm too tired on Sunday nights. And I guess there's people who really want to be on TV. I'm old and ugly and I have a turkey neck.
Look, he's waving his hand.
Yeah. I don't want to go on. I don't want to interrupt my Sunday night. It's not because I'm ugly. It's just because I don't want to interrupt my Sunday night.
Well, that's a good reason. If that's how you feel, then don't do it.
I won't.
But you have an open invitation whenever you want.
Maybe for some Steelers games, I will. Are you ready for this, Bob? The five greatest individual performances in Pittsburgh sports since 2000. So individual games. I'm not talking a James Harrison.
Since 2000, okay.
Interception. That's a moment or a play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking single game. You ready for the five I picked?
Go ahead.
Abenakanda goes nuts on Virginia Tech. He ran for 320 yards and 6 touchdowns. I'm sorry. I know it wasn't. There was nothing big
at stake.
You have to pick it.
Yeah, anytime you have some kind of stat line like that, you absolutely.
James Harrison destroys the Ravens in his coming out party. You remember that, Bob?
Was that the three sack?
I'll tell you the stat line. You ready for this? Could take
sacks,
an hour.
Interception.
Nine tackles, 3.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, an interception, a recovered fumble, and a near decapitation of Ed Reed.
That's all in one night's work. That's pretty good. That's a season for a lot of people.
Incredible. Marc-Andre Fleury, Game 5, 2008 Finals. The Penguins get outshot 58-32. He makes 55 saves, including all 24 across 2+ overtimes. You remember that game?
I remember that game. That was one of the best games that I think I've ever seen from a goaltender in a high-stakes game. Absolutely.
You pretty much agree so far?
That's a strong one, yes.
Number two was DeJuan Blair goes full Incredible Hulk at UConn. The most, other than maybe James Harrison and maybe including that, the most destructive individual performance I've seen.
Was that
Haseem
Thabeet game?
It was.
Threw him down? Is that what you're thinking about?
Yeah, he broke Thabeet in half.
Yeah, he just picked him up and threw him down.
And finished with 22 points and 23 rebounds, the most for a Pitt player in 47 years, and the first time Pitt ever beat a number one team. How could I not pick that, Bob?
I would have put the Fleury thing ahead of that, though.
Really?
Yeah, maybe just because I was there and watched and couldn't believe how well he played in that, especially the overtimes.
Holy ostrich oil. I thought that DeJuan had a case for number one. You know what number one was?
Wrong.
Big Ben against Andrew Luck. 40 of 49 for 522 yards, 6 touchdowns, and no picks.
How about back-to-back 6 touchdown games?
A caller said the more impressive one was the next week because it was against the Ravens, and he came back with 6 touchdowns.
12-2. I don't think that's one of those things I don't think we'll ever see duplicated. That's almost impossible. You don't see 6 touchdowns by anyone anymore in one game.
Do it
back-to-back weeks. I don't think that'll ever happen again.
Did I forget anything, Bob?
No, those are all good.
Some people thought I did, but that's part of the fun.
What did they think you missed?
I mean, they didn't think I missed them necessarily. They just would have had them. They would have had them in their top five. Geno with a hat trick and 4 points game 2 against Carolina, including the twirling, whirling, no-look backhander with the Genos in attendance.
That's fine, Bob. But I don't think it rises to the level of some of these other ones you've described.
I think it's close. Max Talbot, 2 goals in game 7 in Detroit.
That's a big one, considering he wasn't a goal scorer.
That's a big one. Jake Guentzel, 4 straight goals to eliminate the Flyers, a natural hat trick, and he adds number 4 10 seconds later, Bob?
Again, but that does not come to my mind as quickly as these others. To me, the test of this is what comes to your mind first.
That's what my brother said. Yeah, it's if you still remember it.
If you remember it long term, then you know it was significant.
But do people really remember Abenakanda? I didn't.
I do.
Until I look back on it. I mean, it was ridiculous. Jack Sawinski, 3 home runs on Father's Day, Bob, with his father in attendance, including a walk-off. Would you put that in there?
I mean, that doesn't come to my mind at all, but I remember it, yes.
Larry Fitzgerald at Texas A&M, that comes to your mind, doesn't it?
That's a big one. But again, if you're going to, you know, we're lucky we have a lot of these to choose from.
Tyler Palko becoming the first ever visiting quarterback at Notre Dame to throw for 5 touchdowns.
And then goes on television and
I'm
makes
so
his
proud
mother.
Of this blanking football team, right?
Yeah, that was funny.
What about that one, Bob?
That's a good one also, but I don't think, you know, the professional teams always have more at stake to me than the college teams.
I know. That's a good point. All right, I'm sorry I got off course.
No, that was good. It's a good way for you to promote your column that I'll go back and read later today now that you did it.
I hope you will. We're talking about the landscape of the AFC and the Steelers' place within it. And anytime you're talking about the AFC, really, it's gotten to the point where if you're talking about the AFC in modern football history, you have to talk about the Chiefs. It's been that long. They literally go to the AFC Championship every single year and host it most of the time. And they win their division every time. And they go to the Super Bowl the majority of the time. It's ridiculous is what it is. That reign is coming to an end. They're going to make the playoffs. And once they're in, they're going to be dangerous. We know that. Listen to this schedule, Bob. Are you ready for this?
Let's go.
I want to hear it again.
It's buckled.
They start with the Chargers, followed by the Eagles, followed by at the Giants, which is going to take a physical toll on anybody this year, followed by the Ravens. Chargers, Eagles, at Giants, Ravens. Okay, that's a tough start. Would you agree?
Yes.
Here's some other little treats. Detroit on a short week, night game. Buffalo, at Buffalo on a short week. They've got the Commanders on a Monday night, and then they go into Buffalo November 2nd. Then they get their bye week. Then they're at Denver. They have Dallas on a short week. They have Denver on a short week. Both Thursday night games. It's unbelievable, Bob. But that's what happens when you finish 15-2, and you know.
You get a hard schedule. You get a first-place schedule.
I'm sorry. Nobody does it all the time every year. The Chiefs, I think, will scrape into the playoffs. I think they're going to go something like 10-7. You agree?
Yeah, I think this is the year they don't win the division, though. I think they're going to get a wild card. So just because of that. And I looked at that schedule when it first came out, and I thought, man, if that's anyone else, you'd be lucky to win 5 games. They'll win their share of them, but it's going to take a toll, I think, as they go through this season, and they're going to be limping into the playoffs probably and get eliminated. But it's time for that.
It's time. Do you agree, Limits?
I do, and I think that this is potentially Travis Kelce's final season. He's going to be somewhat of a shell of himself, and that offense just does not have the necessary pieces around Mahomes. 10-7, 11-6, and a wild card. Chargers will win that division.
I'm bullish on the Chargers, too. I know a lot of people like Denver, but
I like Denver.
I like the Chargers.
Bob, you said Mahomes has played in preseason games or is scheduled to play. What did you mean by that comment earlier?
Didn't he play this season?
He was 1-for-1 for 1 yard. That's all he's done.
But he was in there for a couple of series. He didn't throw the ball. Handing off is still, you know, just trying to secure the little things, and that's what I'm trying to refer to as. And there were other starters on that team who played. So
I mean, 1-for-1 for 1 yard, to me, you might as well have not have played.
I wouldn't expect Aaron Rodgers, if he played, to come in and throw 17 times. I would expect him to just come in, you know, make a couple of short passes, run the offense a little bit, that's all. And I'm not making a bigger deal of it other than that. I'm just saying to you that I would like to see him in there with so many new players, especially an offensive line that is still not gelled together.
We have some Trey Hendrickson news, Limits. Why don't we do that next? You have a little news item on Trey Hendrickson of what the Bengals are asking, according to Diana Rossini. Let's talk about that next. Sports Talk on the Fans presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Bob. Let's get the little Trey Hendrickson news item out there next, and then also look at the AFC North. And I wonder if people agree. The three of us all say at least 4-1 for the Steelers to start the season, yes?
Yes.
I say 5-0. And I say, like the Jim Nantz quote we heard, that they're going to wind up playing some high-profile games late in the year. Do I think it all could come apart? Yes. Am I starting to drink Aaron Rodgers' Kool-Aid? Yes, I am, only because of the mystery. And maybe because of watching Justin Fields the other night and how horrific he truly is as a passer. Bob, if you can't step back and throw to the sideline to a wide receiver for a little, what would you call that pattern? A little wide receiver screen?
I mean,
screen?
It should be 100% all the time. Yeah, he puts too much heat on it.
He threw a bouncer?
A bounce pass, I saw the
one. He did it last year, too.
I understand that, but he also had some moments, too. I think there's something to peel back more in that offense with him. And that's why I still would rather have a shot to see what he would be like given some time.
I think they're going to hammer him.
By the way, there's we saw the injury to Christian Kuntz. Apparently, it is a broken sternum.
Oh wow!
And that could keep him out for a long time. So Logan Lee, you talk about guys who were trying to impress the coach. He came in and did long snapping and did it very well. Didn't notice any problems there with him. So, and I'm sure they're going to be looking for somebody now in that department. That's a bad break for Christian. He's been terrific.
He really has. That sucks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, everything that happens with the Steelers happens in the context, of course, first of the AFC North, the AFC at large. Tell us the little tidbit you have on Trey Hendrickson as this situation drags on, Bob. kind of like the Cam Hayward thing, but seemingly way more nasty at this point, right?
Yeah, because they've dug in. They've said some things. We haven't heard too much from the Steelers on this at all. We've heard a little bit from Cam Hayward, and he intimated that they sort of giggled when he said he was going to have an all-pro season and come back and redo everything. So I think the Hendrickson thing is interesting. He was their best player by far on a defense that still got gouged last year. If they lose him, 17 and a half sacks, led the league in tackles for losses, that's a big loss.
Oh, my God.
How you slice it. They're going to have to score 40 to 45 points a game.
What do they want limits? According to Russini, what are the Bengals asking?
The Bengals are asking for a young defensive player and a 2026 first-round draft pick.
They're not going to get both.
You sure about that?
I don't think so.
Man, there's teams out there. I can think of one that resides in Buffalo that is a player away from really ratcheting up a Super Bowl shot.
They may be one of the few teams that are in position to do it. If they know they feel like they should be a Super Bowl, I think they're a contender even without Trey Hendrickson. If they get him, that's a whole different situation.
Well, let's see what Donnie Football thinks. He is at the Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Where are you exactly right now, Donnie, and tell us about it.
I am in the Gold Lot 1A. I'm right outside of Acrisure Stadium. Perfect weather, by the way, gents. I don't know if you've been outside since the show started, but when the clouds cover the sun on a day like this, it's pretty ideal. But, yeah, I mean, we're off to a really good start here, and this thing goes until 1 p.m.
And so people can pull right into the Gold Lot, and what can they donate? And I guess that's the idea then, is to pull right in with things to donate in that Gold Lot.
So they have two different lanes once people pull in, so that they could either pick up or drop off. So it is a donation spot, but also the pickup spot too. And since I've been here, I've seen hundreds of cars roll through the lot. So a really good turnout.
Awesome.
Target Frank Management does a really good job with that too, as one of the lead people. And the man who owns that place or runs it, Mike Wagner, has a good history with trying to help out as much as he can, Donnie. So they step up, and I think that's a big thing that a lot of teams or a lot of companies should be doing more of.
We had Mike on during the Five Alarm Marathon, and then I'm driving home from the gym this morning, and I hear Adam Crowley say we have Mike Wagner on, and here I am thinking it's going to be 70s Pittsburgh Steeler Mike Wagner, but it's our buddy from Target Freight Management. Either way, great guy, and certainly an awesome thing that's going on here.
Did you guys see that Greg Brown's going into the Buffalo Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he already did.
This is incredible. How did I not know about this?
It was all over social media.
That's why Dan did two games in Wrigley this weekend.
There he is throwing out a pitch the other day, Bob. Look at him.
Yeah, still looking good.
Number 89. I should have gone. Yeah. I was in Buffalo, for God's sakes, on Saturday.
That was a missed opportunity
for
you.
Donnie, I should have gone over there. Donnie, remember Friday when me and Limits had the blow-up at the end of the Jim Harbaugh segment? We've made up since then.
Yeah, we made up, Donnie, and I drove Joe to work today.
Yeah, we had a nice talk ever since he lowered the boom on me. Remember he dropped a boom on me?
Don't drop the boom on Joe because
I
didn't get a response.
That is not how I intended it.
Joe was not happy about the boom.
No, that's not how I intended the boom, but I understand how it was interpreted from Joe, and I felt bad.
I'm going to start calling him Boom Boom Mancini, Donnie. What do you think of the ask for Trey Hendrickson here? According to Russini, they're asking for a young defensive player and a first-round pick next year. Is a team close enough to the Super Bowl or desperate enough to give that?
Well, I think you brought up one of the perfect teams. I mean, you said the Bills. A team like that, if that is what it takes, I think they should actually go for it. I think Hendrickson he's not anymore. I thought for a while he was one of the more underrated players in the game, but now everybody knows very well who he is. That's the type of move that a team like Buffalo could make, and that would get them over the top.
Do you think a current player who's a good young player and a number one is something they'll be able to get in return?
I mean, if it is a team that thinks, hey, if we can get Trey Hendrickson on our defense and I'm fine with giving up a first-round pick, because what if it is the Bills that do that and they win a Super Bowl? They're not going to care about that first-round pick. they're not going to really care that it's another player that they got rid of in the process. They're getting one of the best edge rushers in football, and it could be finally that thing that gets them over the Mahomes hump in the playoff and then to a Super Bowl title. I'm taking that every time.
I don't know how you guys feel, all three of you, but I think one of the most stunning developments in the NFL in this offseason was the Bengals looking at that defense and saying, yeah, we're good. We'll go out and get a defensive tackle, sort of an obscure defensive tackle and an obscure linebacker, Demetrius Knight. Other than that, we're pretty good on last year. Then they get into this dispute with Hendrickson. They draft a kid they get into a dispute with who wasn't even productive in college. Donnie, what the hell are the Bengals doing?
That's why I don't buy them as a Super Bowl contender. You can buy their offense all you want because, yeah, I mean, if you told me Joe Burrow is going to throw for 4,500 yards and 50 touchdowns, that's great, and I also could see it being a reality. They could also be 9-8 because they're going to have to score 40 points a game. Because other than
they did that last year and it still wasn't good enough.
Bob, they could be 7-10. I know they got a new coordinator, but that, to me, it's mostly about talent, right?
Absolutely.
They have one good player on that defense, and they've pissed him off to possibly a point of no return.
I know, it's amazing to me when you have this reminds me of the Pirates when you have Paul Skeens. I mean, this is derelict of duty to go back and do the same thing you did. You're going to run it back. Maybe not with Trey Hendrickson. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you got to look at what you got, understand where you are. You have Joe Burrow. You have an opportunity with an offense that is going to be as good as any offense, and yet you're going to let him, you know, probably waste another year based on how you're handling your defense. So it doesn't have to be the highest paid defense. It doesn't have to be. What it has to be, however, is – you know, players who can make plays in big situations, and he's proven that. He led the NFL in sacks last year, so you got to pay up if you're going to be in the game.
I get it. They doubled down
Mike Brown doesn't
on
like
offense.
To pay up
they
much.
Did. They tripled down on offense.
Well, they spent a lot of money on offense, so they go the reverse way the Steelers have gone.
Donnie, what about the Cleve Brownies? I mean, this is incredible. I did see Dylan Gabriel the other day, and I thought the pick six was not his fault. The tight end never reached for the ball. It would have been an easy completion, I think. He thought his teammate was going to catch it. Instead, the other team did. He looked pretty darn good, and so did Shador the other day. But I'm just not convinced they have anybody for opening day who's going to be any good. You?
Yeah, I mean, they put themselves in a situation where they pretty much have to keep both rookies, and then they have to figure out who do we cut or trade between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. And honestly, if I'm the Browns, I would just go with whichever rookie I thought was the better player, because you're going to be in an uphill battle anyway this year. You're not, you know, realistically, unless one of those rookies goes off, you're not going to win the division. You wouldn't win it with Joe Flacco. You wouldn't win it with Kenny Pickett. So you're not going to beat a team like the Ravens or probably even the Bengals or the Steelers with what you currently have. I would just let one of those rookies run with it, and then either Flacco or Pickett, they're going to be the odd man out.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to trade Pickett. He hasn't even played, has he?
And barely.
Barely.
He has not played in the preseason.
Yeah, he still has an injury, so... Yeah, that's interesting. Could be that Shedeur Sanders as a fifth-round draft pick, which probably helps him. If he was a first-round draft pick, the expectations would be through the roof. In this situation, because he was bypassed by everyone five different times, including Cleveland, you know, maybe they'll look at it as, okay, it's a little less pressure on you. Just go out and play. I don't know.
I think I would give it to him. But, I mean, we're possibly seeing musical chairs with those guys, too. The Steelers play them in week six. They have – I don't know if you guys have looked at their schedule weeks 1-5, but they go through an absolute gauntlet. I think they have Cincy in there, Baltimore in there, Detroit, Green Bay, maybe Minnesota. I think best-case scenario, that team's 2-4 and probably worse by the time they come here for the first time.
Yeah, we're looking sort of at the landscape of the AFC. Do you agree with us that Kansas City is going to take a bit of a fall, still make the playoffs? Their schedule is brutal. They've got all kinds of tough games, including Detroit and Buffalo on short weeks. They've got a brutal schedule at the start, Chargers, Eagles, back-to-back, and I think, I can't remember who who was the other team? Then they go at the Giants, which is not going to be easy for anybody. The Giants are going to take a pound of flesh out of people, Donnie. Do you agree that this will be the year that the Chiefs don't win their division and don't go to the AFC title game?
I could see no AFC title game. I'm still it's still tough for me to put either L.A. or Denver ahead of them in the division. I really like Denver's defense, and I love what Bo Nix did last year. But the Chiefs, it just feels like this is a time where now everybody's counting them out, and they're going to come out and be the Chiefs that we kind of expected last year and never really got. They won every game by the skin of their teeth, and then Super Bowl, they get blown out. They're still going to be good. They still have Patrick Mahomes. They still have Andy Reid.
Yeah,
they're going to be in a division race right down until the end. So, I feel like, you know, if you're a betting man, you might get some actual value picking them to win their division for the first time in like a decade.
Man, I like the Denver Broncos. I'm telling you that right now.
Don't forget about the Raiders.
They brought in Greenlaw and Hufanga from San Francisco. They already have the defensive player of the year. They have a really good young quarterback and some weapons, and I think a really good coach. And they lit it up late last year. They were putting 30s up regularly, mm-hmm. Bob. I think they may win that division.
Don't forget about the Raiders.
Bob says don't forget about the Raiders, Donnie. What do you think of that?
I love that division because it doesn't feel like there is a weakness, kind of like how the NFC North feels to me. The Raiders might be like one of the better like 6 or 7 win teams that we ever see just because that division is so tough. But it's not like I see them as a bad team. They're not like a typical 6-win team. I think Geno Smith is pretty good. I think Genty is going to be good. Brock Bowers is probably the best tight end in football already.
Ashton Genty thrown in there if he's what you think he is.
Sidney Crosby on defense.
Yeah, I mean, Max Crosby is still one of the best in the game at what he does, and then they have Pete Carroll.
Yeah. All right, Donnie, we'll let you go there, but one more question. We did our all-time favorite underrated Steeler. Bob's was Larry Brown. Mine was a combination of Lamar Woodley and Gunnar Olszewski.
Jackson Dart. Gunnar Olszewski gets a first down for the Giants.
How do you like that, Donnie? Dart to Olszewski.
That might be the new Montana to Rice.
Who's your all-time favorite underrated Steeler?
Favorite underrated Steeler?
John LeGlue.
Oh, I did love the LeGlue era. You know who I did love even more than that? Doug Ligurski.
Doug Ligurski,
yeah. One of the best.
One of the greatest. Thank you, Donnie.
I'll go with him.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Fair enough. Well, Donnie, Football Friday start a week from Friday. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir. Also, by the way, before I'm done, I just want to remind anybody out there listening that this Pittsburgh Public Schools backpack drive, it goes until 1 o'clock. So you can come down here right next to the stadium, Gold Lot A, right next to Acrisure, and drop off and pick up backpacks for the school year.
Thank you, Donald.
Great promotion.
Thank you.
Donnie Football, and yeah, we'll get started with those that were really fun all football season long. Donnie Football Friday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
So that's Bob's golf day. Plus, you need to get ready for the weekend, Bob. You have a lot going on.
We always have a lot going on. Work days every day, Saturday, Sunday, Fridays too.
Exactly. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you can listen to this show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And Bob, wait a second. Did we just go a whole hour? Did Donnie Football come on in the middle of the first segment or no?
No, it came on during this segment.
All right. The time, this is going by fast, Bob. We're at halftime.
We're at halftime already.
What's the halftime show today?
We have hot dogs Sinbad? And chicken fingers for you today. That's part of the show.
That sounds good. Do you and Charlie get to eat during the games?
No, we used to.
Not even at halftime?
It's hard to do it, you know, if you go down to that line and, you know, we only have like 4 or 5 minutes total.
Can't somebody bring you up a hot dog, Bob?
Yes. We hope that happens. Yeah.
Was Charlie hungry by the end of the game?
Yes. I think we all were hungry.
He was
great.
They
do bring up pizza afterwards, so, you know, here we are at 11 o'clock at night eating a bunch of pizza, which is not necessarily good for your sleeping.
I know. That's true. What did you like better from a call perspective, the first game or the second game? I know you go home and you ruminate over these things.
Yeah. I think I always like home facilities better.
Yeah.
It's a bigger box. You get the one that the CBS and NBC and all the big time guys use.
Right.
On the road, we're in this really kind of phone booth, you know, it's just not any room. And with all the people stuffed in there, it's hard to do what you have to do. Plus, normally these booths that are on the road are in the end zone or someplace not where you are really in a position to look at the other end of the field without binoculars. So I always prefer.
Yeah, that's tough.
It is. And with 100 guys, you know, it's unlike college where you have, there may be 90 guys on the sideline in a college game, but you know 30 are going to play and that's it. In this situation, you always have all these guys coming in, especially late in the games. So it gets a little interesting late in the games.
Man, but the pronunciations especially, I bet, Bob.
Yeah, this week in Carolina, boy, they have a few.
Do you want to play golf Friday?
I can't.
Call in
I
sick.
Told you I have a previous. I would like.
What's your previous? Well, you can't tell me. I'm sorry.
Just ready
I'm
to play golf
more,
business. And I'm ready to play with you, Joe. Now that I know you just.
We have a million
a
invitations out
you
there.
You had 2 sevens, a breakup, or what was a good round for you? You could have been in the 80s.
I was in the 80s. I got an 89.
Okay, we could have been in the 70s.
Bob, we have to get out there. You told me you have a million invitations.
I know, but
let's
it's trying
go.
To find time.
Fridays, I thought you said.
Fridays normally are good, but this one's not good.
All right. Sunny today with a high of Xavier Grimble.
55. Remember
Grimble. 85. 85. Yes, of course I do. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And, of course, the 50-minute mark, Bob, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Now all I can think about, because I had the little dispute at the unnamed auto repair shop today, is that they're going to sabotage my wheels for the ride home.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. They respect who they are. After you left, they probably said, I know that guy. Who is that? And they found out it's Joe Starkey. They Google you. They looked up everything about you. And now they're going to treat you with just absolute royalty.
That makes it worse. Plus, did you know how much tires cost, Bob?
No, they're expensive. What kind of car do you have? Or do you have a crossover? What do you have?
Camry, Toyota.
Okay. They're expensive.
Hybrid. $1,000 for four?
I know. But you need them. If they're run down,
do
you got to change. Yes, you do.
Do I, though, Bob? Or is that the old inspection where they say you need everything?
How long have you slept on your mattress?
At least 20 years.
Okay. Well, they'll tell you every 8 years you should, but you have no problems, right? That could be one of the things we're talking about here.
I know.
They try to force that on you so you make
changes.
I told
you before, I don't know what to do. What am I going to say? No, I think the tires are fine. What do I know?
No, you can't do that. It's a safety issue. By the way, a really funny tweet here by Ben DiNucci.
Yeah.
Says, football news. I signed with the Atlanta Falcons this morning. Source, myself. I'm credible.
Good for him. He keeps hanging around in the league.
He does. How about
do you know
that?
Him,
Limits? Yeah, a little bit.
Pine Ridgeland Zone. I do not know him, though. Never met him.
Limits has a friend on the who's your friend again?
My friend Antonio Epps, the safety for Duquesne.
For Duquesne, Bob. He has a friend on Duquesne for when they play Pitt.
That point spread is not what I thought it might be. It's a
what
little,
is it?
It's like 20, 20 and a half.
Yeah,
like
right. That. Well, that's what I said last week it was. I think it's
unless it's changed,
come out, right?
This is incorrigible, Bob.
Jerry Schmidt does a very good job with that football program over there. They're a good team.
Coming up next. What did we notice the other night? It's our I Noticed This segment, and there was a lot going on
in
that game.
Who's pitching over there, by the way, out of the bullpen? Andrew Heaney.
Yeah, funny, they moved him to the bullpen just when he's ready to collect all his incentives, huh, Bob? What is he, Rowdy Tellez on the mound this year?
He has a bunch of incentives that come up, laced to a, I didn't know that, but if you go on that Spot Track site, you'll see what it is, and I got to believe they're credible, so.
What are you thinking if you're him? Why am I know
well,
what I'm
first
thinking.
Of all,
why am I here?
First of all, he should have been traded. Second of all, he does not deserve to start purely on
he's horrible.
What he's done. He's horrible. He's not been good. So I understood moving him out of there. I was hoping they'd bring in somebody else to take his spot from down on the farm. But,
I think they should bring up Chandler no matter what.
I do too.
Even if he's struggling, just give him a shot here.
It might light a fire under him. Maybe he's been down there so long. He was pitcher of the month in April. He had a tremendous May into June. Never getting any call-ups. He's probably just said, what do I got to do to get a call-up here?
What'd you think of the Hurley Boy Wonders drop in the end zone the other day, Bob?
Oh, Max Hustleman?
Yeah.
I like him. But that
so
was,
do I.
That was a hot throw,
it
no
was
question.
Hot, but it was catchable.
But it was
you got to
right
catch
hands,
it. You got to catch it. That and all other developments from the game the other night, including a very strange first down spot. What do they call this now?
Virtual.
Timeout for a virtual measurement.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
It takes too long. I thought these things would go quickly.
I know. We have to save our thoughts. Okay. This is big, Bob. This is big for next. Bob was all over it, and Charlie was too. We'll talk about it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.